From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is rejecting calls from the U.S. for him to step down. Assad's remarks came in a rare interview with a Western newspaper. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Washington says it's time for Assad to go. That point's been reiterated by the new Secretary of State, John Kerry, during his current trip. After nearly 2 years of violence and an estimated 70,000 dead, Assad seems in no mood to listen. In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times newspaper, he said it's up to the Syrian people to decide whether their president stays or leaves, and claims it's absurd to argue his departure would stop the fighting. Assad's scathing about Britain's role, calling it bullying and naive, and accusing the British of militarizing the conflict. Britain says it gives non-lethal equipment to Syria's opposition forces, but Foreign Secretary William Hague again said today he doesn't rule out providing arms. Hague's describing Assad's interview as delusional. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Kerry wrapped up a two-day visit to Cairo today with the announcement the U.S. will send $190 million in aid to Egypt. After meeting with President Mohamed Morsi, Kerry said he was assured that Egypt will make the economic changes needed to obtain a loan package from the International Monetary Fund. The retrial of ousted Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will begin on April 13th. NPR's Leila Fadel reports Mubarak is charged in connection with the killing of some 900 protesters during the uprising against him.
Mubarak and his former security chief were given life sentences for failing to stop the killing of protesters during the 18-day revolt in 2011 that led to Mubarak's ouster. But many weren't satisfied with the outcome of that case. Critics say that the nearly 30-year dictator should have been convicted of ordering the killing of protesters. In January, Mubarak's conviction was overturned, as was his security chief's and six other security officials. Mubarak's sons and a business associate are also being tried on corruption charges. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Tomorrow is the first workday for the federal government since $85 billion in cuts went into effect. The Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, who described the cuts as modest, said Republicans are open to reconfiguring them as long as there's no increase in taxes.
The question is, are we going to keep the commitment we made to the American people a year and a half ago, a bipartisan agreement signed by the president, that we would reduce spending without raising taxes by this amount of money in this fiscal year?
He was interviewed this morning on CNN. On another network, Mitt Romney said his presidential campaign didn't do enough to connect with minority voters and underestimated the appeal of the Obama health care law to low-income voters. Romney also told Fox News Sunday his heart told him he was going to win. Romney said he only knew his campaign was in trouble when he saw the exit polls were close in Florida. This is NPR News. Swiss citizens today approved proposals imposing restrictions on the salaries of top managers. Nearly 68% of the voters backed the nationwide referendum. The BBC's Imogene Folks reports.
Multi-billion dollar losses by banking giant UBS and thousands of redundancies at pharmaceutical company Novartis have caused anger in Switzerland, because high salaries and bonuses for managers continued unchanged. The new measures, overwhelmingly backed by voters, will give Switzerland some of the world's strictest corporate rules. Shareholders will have a veto over salaries. Golden handshakes will be forbidden. Managers of companies who flout the rules could face prison. The Swiss Business Association campaigned hard against the proposals, arguing they would damage Switzerland's competitiveness. But voters were not convinced.
The BBC's Imogene Folks reporting. Cardinal Keith O'Brien apologized today. He had resigned last month as head of the Church of England, the highest-ranking British cleric, after a newspaper reported he had engaged in inappropriate behavior with priests. At the time, O'Brien denied the allegations. Today he issued a statement that there have been times his sexual conduct has fallen below the standards expected of him. O'Brien said that he will now spend the rest of his life in retirement. He already had said that he will not take part in the conclave to elect a new pope. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth is in the hospital being treated for stomach problems. A spokesman says that all of her engagements scheduled for this week are being canceled or postponed, including a planned trip to Rome. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.